And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 12th edition. Hope you guys had a great weekend. A lot of NFL action kicking off the week one. You got college football, just craziness on both sides of the spectrum. Tons of baseball as well. We got you for the final few weeks of the season. Had some technical difficulties and traveling difficulties at the end of last week, so that's why no Friday show. But we're back with you. Hopefully get you five episodes this week, barring anything crazy like a bad schedule like Thursday had or something else. We'll have you most of the week to get you rocking and rolling. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric of the podcast. You can give it a rate and review on iTunes or Spotify. That'd be great. Or if you're watching it on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up, share, like, all that good stuff. That'd be awesome as well. The PGA Tour returns this week with the Fortinet Championship out of the old Safeway out of Napa, California. So the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast will be back with you this week to preview that and get you ready for the fall swing of action. Also, Bench with Bubba coming at you a couple times this week as well. All right, I got a seven-game slate for you on a Monday, a small slate to kick things off, starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, so a little earlier than usual. So keep that in mind as well. Totals on this slate, you got Pirates Reds 9.5 and Great American Small Park, two bad pitchers, fun times. Astros Tigers 7, Cubs Mets 8, Dodgers D-backs 9, which is a fun total as well, and then Braves Giants 7.5. So a couple of good pitchers, but for the most part, lots of places to target some bats as well. And we'll start with Framber Valdez at 10-7 at the Detroit Tigers. Framber snapped his like 22-23 game quality start streak. He went 6 2/3 allowed. Actually, I guess it technically stays. He had two earned out of the four runs allowed. 11 Ks, another 27 points. That is five straight starts of 20 plus points. And now he gets the Detroit Tigers, a team you'd like to pick on. They're striking out 21.5% of the time versus lefties. I will say this much though, over the last 30 days, hitting 280 with a 140 ISO and a 113 WRC plus versus left-handed pitching. Framber Valdez usually limits the damage on a hard contact, gets a lot of ground balls, and he's getting strikeouts of late. So Framber at 10-7, especially on the slate, checks the boxes. Spencer Strider at 10-1 will probably be very popular. I like Framber as a pivot. It is $600 more. But Strider coming off an absolute beaut against the Oakland Athletics for another 28.5 after the 52.8. That's four straight starts of essentially 25 or more points. Now he's at the Giants. It's just a struggling team that also played the night game in Wrigley on Sunday. So he'll be traveling back to San Francisco. Over the last 30 days, striking out 26% of the time versus righties with .218 batting average and a 90 WRC plus. So Strider, definitely a strong play. So if you're paying up, it's Valdez and Strider. Pretty simple. Strider's probably got the bigger ceiling. Valdez the better floor. Lots of fun stuff there. Both great matchups. I like Strider over Valdez, but for tournament plays, I could see flip-flopping that. Now it's pretty rough. Like, you could look at Tyler Anderson at $8,300 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's been very up and down, but for the most part, pretty solid floor around 15, which is great to see. It is a surging D-backs team. I say surging loosely, but they do still over the last 30 days strike out 26.5% of the time versus lefties, .213 average, 70 WRC plus. So Tyler Anderson at $8,300 is in play for you on this slate. And then after that, there's not a lot I like. Like, if you find out Braxton Garrett is fully stretched out for the Marlins, which is a questionable situation, he's $7,100 at home against the Texas Rangers. That's a good spot to look at. You got Texas, who strikes out only 17% of the time versus lefties over the past month, .293 average, 170 ISO, 135 WRC plus. So the Rangers are hitting lefties very, very well. We do know that Garrett has a lot of strikeout upside at $7,100. So I like that. And then Ryan Wilson will be a popular one at $6,200 coming off a gym in his debut, 7 shutout, 4 hits, no walks, 7 Ks in San Diego. Problem is, gets the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's a tough on-court performance coming his way. Dodgers are striking out 23% of the time versus righties, .250 average, 121 WRC plus over the last 30 days. So if you want to punt and hope you get like just somewhat of what he got in his debut, like a fraction of it, I don't hate it on this slate at $6,200, but for the most part, pretty tricky. So I'm just keeping it straightforward. Valdez, Strider up top. I like Strider over Valdez, but Valdez for tournaments to be a little ownership pivot. Tyler Anderson at $8,300 is definitely in play for you, going up against those D-backs. And then you can look at Braxton Garrett based on innings potential, and then Ryan Nelson at 62. But it's a rough slate for pitching, as we come to expect in September. With that being said, we got tons and tons of bats on this slate. If you aren't using Nelson, Will Smith at 54 is worth a look, but you can save some cash at the catcher's position most likely and drop down to a contrarian playing Carson Kelly, because Anderson should be popular for the Dodgers. So Kelly at 39 would be a guy to target in his matchup. You can go even farther down, go below 3K and look at like maybe a Martin Maldonado at $2,400 versus E-Rod. That can be a play for you. And other than that, though, it's strictly check lineups, see what pops up, because it's a it's a murky one at the catcher's position this time of year. A lot of guys getting called up and mixing and matching with injuries and whatnot. So check that out and see where the ball lands. First base position, though, you got a few other options here. It does open up a Vladito at 58 versus Yarbrough. If you want to pay up, I get it. Same with Pete Alonso at 57 versus Assad. Both solid options. Freddie Freeman versus Nelson if you're fading Nelson. But I could save a few bucks here. Go down to like a Walker at $4,500 versus Tyler Anderson. That's got some appeal. If Anderson's chalky, I don't mind a little Arizona action. That'd be something I would definitely take a peek at on this slate. Yuli Gurriel usually hits lefties very well. Not a great season for Yuli, but he has 33 versus Erod. Below 3K, Spencer Steer of Cincinnati has $2,600 versus Bryce Wilson is a really good play. Steer, tons of power in the minors. Hasn't quite translated just yet full-time in the bigs, but coming off a nice game on Sunday with a couple knocks, including a double. Hopefully he can get things going at $2,600 against Bryce Wilson. That's the highest total on the slate right now. So that's a great spot to look to target. Yeah, Garrett Cooper at 23. If you need an Uber punt, I prefer Steer over Cooper, but both worth a look. And then we love the Pittsburgh side against Mike Minor because he's garbage. And you get Michael Chavis at 2K versus Mike Minor. That is a phenomenal value as well. So a couple really nice values with Steer and Chavis at the first base position. Second base for you on this one, Betts is still second base eligible, which makes me laugh every time I see it. But you got Jonathan India at 53. A game stacking Pittsburgh-Cincinnati should be very popular for good reasons. So not bad. If you don't believe in Braxton Garrett, Marcus Semien at 51 is in play for you as well. Going down to the 4K, below 4K range, Vaughn Grissom's only $3,100 versus Alex Cobb. That's phenomenal value. Grissom's been a monster, and Cobb's he's been good, don't get me wrong, but still at $3,100, I like the chances there from one Vaughn Grissom. Third base for you, you know, Riley's always worth the GPP. Look, you got Bregman versus Erod at 53, which is very strong in his matchup. Maybe some Max Muncy at 5K versus Nelson if you want to go there. I think Matt Chapman's a great tournament play. I think he gets overlooked in this price range. He's $4,900 versus Yarbrough. I think that's a really good tournament look for you. The only thing is Yarbrough probably doesn't go deep, and you got to do the mix and match of the Rays bullpen. So it makes it a little harder to target Toronto, but if they can get at him early, you're going to get yours. So that's one way to look at it. Other than that, at third base, not a ton in the value department that stands out at this point. Oh, there is one. Sorry. Just found him. Josh Jung is 2K versus Braxton Garrett. That's a GPP punt darling right there with Josh Jung versus Braxton Garrett. Shortstop position for you here. Lindor, if it's 62, is just fine. Trey Turner at 59 is great. Bichette's fine. I prefer Turner and Lindor over them, but both really good in their scenarios. O'Neill Cruz is a great tournament play at $4,200 because some see lefty-lefty and get worried. But it's Mike Minor and then a very bad Cincinnati bullpen in Great American Small Park. So O'Neill Cruz 100% in play in this matchup. Going down to 3K and below now, values, not a lot, to be totally honest, not a lot. I forgot to mention at third base, you got Donovan Solano of the Reds if you need to go there as well. Outfield position to wrap up this quick seven-game slate. Mookie Betts is fine, but Rosarena at 61's got a nice tournament appeal to it. Springer's in play for you at 55. Cheaper options, 5K and below, though. You got Teoscar Hernandez at 5K, which is definitely worth a look in his matchup. Brian Reynolds, lefty-lefty, don't care, 4,700. Again, Pittsburgh-Cincinnati is a game stack I want to be a part of. I think most will be, though, so keep an eye on that. Michael Harris, the second at 46, is a nice little play for Atlanta versus Alex Cobb as well. Going down even cheaper, though, Tyler Naquin's been swinging it really well. I like him a lot at $4,300 versus Assad. Nice little kind of discounted piece there. Our boy Trey Boo Boo versus a lefty and Erod at 39. Is also worth a look. Jake McCarthy at 38 versus Anderson's outstanding. McCarthy's been a beast. Good matchup there versus Tyler Anderson. Cheaper plays, though, when you go down the list here. TJ Friedl at $2,800 versus Wilson is electric. That is a phenomenal, phenomenal value. Leading it off most likely for Cincinnati and Great American Small Park versus Bryce Wilson. I like that a lot. So look at that one. Some other discounts, and there will be many on this slate. You can look at, let's see, Chaz McCormick maybe at $2,600 versus Erod. He should get the start there. Nick Senzel's back. He's $2,500 versus Bryce Wilson. That's another piece of that action. You know, Bobby Thompson at $2,400 versus Braxton Garrett. So he's in play for you. If Robbie Grossman's in the lineup, he's swinging a little better of late. He's $2,100 versus Alex Cobb. So he's another guy you can look at, but you'll get a ton of interesting values as you slide down the list on this slate. Let's recap the pitching for you. It's Valdez and Strider up top. I like Strider over Valdez, but for tournaments, $600 more. Valdez likely lower owned. You can go that direction. Tyler Anderson at $8,300 should be very popular, but a very good play. And then if you want to get weird, maybe Braxton Garrett or Ryan Nelson. Don't love it. There's a lot of value, though. So you can probably sneak in a Valdez Strider lineup and stack Pittsburgh Cincinnati and get pretty fortunate there. And that goes to the stacks. I like Pittsburgh Cincinnati. I like a lot. I think Cincinnati will be more popular, the home team in Great American Small Park. I like them both. Really good place for you there. Don't mind some Houston versus Erod if you want to go there. The Mets versus Assad is in play for you as well. And then Arizona, if Tyler Anderson is really chalky, is quite enticing. And then the Dodgers versus Nelson could be an interesting play as also. So those would be my main looks, but I want me some Pittsburgh. I want me some Cincinnati in Great American Small Park. That's where I want to plant my flags on this slate. Pay up for some pitching. Have a lot of fun. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNchick. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord, where we're breaking down this week's PGA action, college football action, NFL action, you name it. It's talked about. There's F1, there's NASCAR. It's all talked about in the Discord. So come check that out. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes and Spotify. I'd appreciate that. And if you're watching on the old YouTube, thumbs up and leave a comment in the comment section. Subscribe, all that good stuff. But between Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast on Monday, Benched with Bubba Tuesday and Thursday, it's going to be a fun week. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow with some more MLB DFS quick hits, as this was your Monday, September 12th edition.